This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are starting off the show with our own take on the news, a segment we call Long and Short. That's when we ask some smart people to bet on or against topics and trends in the news. And this week, to go long and short, we have Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET.com, and Marketplace's own Andy Euler. Welcome to you both.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
Well, it's good to have you guys here. I'm going to let you go first, Andy. Tell me about your long.
I'm long on institutions and organizations taking a stand on what they think is right. And I'm kind of talking about the NDA, the NCAA, and now the ACC coming out and saying, look, we're going to move from North Carolina because we don't think the laws are, we think they're discriminatory. And so
we're talking about their gender bathroom laws.
Exactly. HB2, I think, is the law that we're talking about. And again, I'm more long on kind of the sentiment and the idea that it sets sort of a precedent for organizations coming out and saying, look, if we don't think what your laws say are right, we're gonna leave. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's kind of great.
I have to vehemently agree with you.
Okay.
And I think that it's kind of like an enforced boycott.
Right.
Those organizations know how important these events are, these sports events are to North Carolina. It is important to that state.
Oh, massive economically. Right.
And it is going to force people to pay attention to this issue. Like, there may be a lot of people around North Carolina who are sort of like, I don't know, that's not my problem.
Sure.
That doesn't affect me personally. And all of a sudden, it does.
Okay, so I'm going to be the cynic, sure, and the water thrower here. Do you guys really not think this is also in part about the audience that we're talking about? We're talking about younger people, a more diverse audience, advertisers who want to cater to those people and watch sporting events on TV. I think there is, shall we say, a corporate upside to this as well.
I think the advertising point is a huge one.
Sure.
I doubt that's the reason why they're doing this,
right,
but it certainly doesn't hurt their relationship with advertisers. I think that sports are sort of sacred no matter what, and I think that most sports fans will watch sports. It doesn't matter how poor their political decisions are. They will still stand by their team. Advertisers, a lot more fickle.
True. All right, Lindsay, let's move on to your long, because I don't know. I'm a little skeptical, but go for it.
So Bluetooth listening to music or phone calls or taking your phone calls on non-wired headphones. Everybody's talking about Apple AirPods,
yeah,
and how fantastically dorky they look. And they do. But we're moving in this direction where low-powered Bluetooth is going to become ubiquitous. It's going to get easier and easier to listen to music for long periods of time on wireless headphones. And wireless headphones are liberating. Earbuds that are not attached to anything, I think, is going to become more and more appealing as these products get better, and AirPods are just forcing the issue.
So if you're long this, you think that customers are going to fully adopt just being wireless?
I think they will. I think it's going to take a while, and AirPods are not going to do it. They cost $160, and people are just going to be like, well, no, some wired earphones come with the phone. I'm not going to go out and buy that.
Right.
But a few loyalists will. They'll get really excited about it. It'll help Apple solve some problems that Apple owns Beats, and it'll help them solve problems with Beats wireless headphones, and then lots of competitors will come out, and the competitors will be cheaper. We're already seeing competitors that cost a fraction of what the Apple version does. And over time, they're just going to start using them, and it'll creep up on us. It'll take a few years.
Are we going to stop looking like idiots, though?
No. It's going to become the new normal. We just won't realize we look like idiots.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, speaking of idiots, Andy.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about your short, because I've never not been an idiot when trying to deal with this particular company.
All right. I'm short on IKEA. And I went to IKEA a couple of weeks ago. My parents were in town, and of course I went with my parents, because that's what you do. I'm not in college anymore, but I still went with my parents. I always call it the place where healthy relationships go to die, because it's just so frustrating, isn't it? I mean, now we
have... Oh, no, I love it. I love it.
Really?
I love IKEA and everything about it.
Okay,
I think it's gonna live
forever.
Why
now? Why now? They've come out with all these big high-profile, you know, collaborations.
I don't think that's the IKEA move, right? I mean, you go there because you want to spend $100 on a coffee table. You don't go there, and maybe you're still going to spend $100 on a coffee table and it's going to look super cool. I just don't go to IKEA because I want to look really fashionable or I want to impress people at a party, right? I mean,
so you don't care about these new designer collaborations?
I kind of don't. Yeah,
I do.
You do? Okay.
I mean, okay. So here's the thing with IKEA: sure. Like, it's a wonderland. You can go in there and you can find something that nobody else is going to have because there's just so much stuff there. Or you're going to find some little gem that you wouldn't have thought you needed, and then it ends up in your house.
But you totally don't need it. But you totally don't need it.
What is need? What is need?
Well, see, that's the thing, though, is that IKEA does these. They do tons of surveys. They survey tens of thousands of people and ask them what they need. And then you go into IKEA and none of the stuff that you buy you actually need. That's why
I am so long on IKEA, because they get you to do that. It's like the Target effect times 20.
Is it also the most American non-American company of all time? I mean, they're Swedish, but at the same time, like I'm saying, you go there and you it's just buying things for the sake of buying things, right?
I am short any marriage that enters the doors of an IKEA. All right, Lindsay, you get to take us out with your short.
My short is hashtag no makeup. Now, Alicia Keys, this has been going on really at some level for months. Alicia Keys in May kind of came out with a statement that she just thinks it's oppressive that women, especially in Hollywood or all over the place, feel like they have to wear makeup to exist in society. Mm-hmm. And I think that is awesome. And I am so glad she's saying it. And I think that Alicia Keys looks amazing without makeup on, and she is beautiful. And I wish I were Alicia Keys. However, I don't think it's going to work. I think it might help a few people feel like they don't have to put pancake makeup on their face in order to exist in society. But I think that the makeup industry is not suffering, and it is never going to suffer. And people will pay or do almost anything to look more attractive than they think they are.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I mean, Goldman Sachs values the beauty industry at $24 billion. Jeez. That is a ginormous industry, and it is nothing if not nimble. You know, they can look at Alicia Keys and then say, here are 18 products to get yourself the no makeup look.
I think you're spot on, and it's just going to be a matter of time until we've got the Alicia Keys line.
Lindsay Tarantine from CNET, Andy Euler from Marketplace, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. It was a lot of fun.